First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
think I'm entitled?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots and jackbooted thugs alike. It is that time again. It is the TNT radio show on the My View Matters radio network. Had a couple of minutes of technical difficulties going there, but stuck with it. Had to persevere because it's an important show tonight as we start part one of our two-part general election series. I am your host, Dale the Truth, and you are listening to the Tuesday Night Truth radio show on the My View Matters radio network. As always, if you want to give us a call, the numbers to call in across the country, across the land, 858-683-1326, 858-683-1326. Trying to get the chat room open if we can. I'm not seeing the chat room working with us, so may not get the chat room open, but that's neither here nor there. The important part is that we get into our show tonight about the election, the general election preview. And that if people have not gotten to listen live, they can always listen in the archives. That's very important to listen to the archives. So, getting started tonight, we will go ahead and do our normal Freedom Calendar updates. Today is Tuesday, October the 21st. Had to make sure I was looking at that correctly. And we go back to this week in history. We see that in 1781, this week, Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown. Fast forward a century or two, we saw the Edison lamp invented this day in 1879. Then we have the temporary victory tax imposed. Don't you love how they always claim taxes are temporary, but they never are temporary? This was a supposedly, allegedly temporary 5% tax that was put in 72 years ago today, 1942. And finally, this week in 1945, a very disgraceful day, the day of shame, if you will, where the United States approved the United Nations Charter. And we should not be in the United Nations. That's something that we aren't going to debate here because we should have the U.S. out of the U.N. and the U.N. out of the U.S. It's that simple. But that's the Freedom Calendar update for this week. We will get right into our task at hand, which is covering the state and federal elections. And yeah, it's not any big secret. At the top of the ballot for everybody across the state of Kentucky is going to be the U.S. Senate race. I get how a lot of people are going to tell you how you got to vote for Mitch McConnell. I get that. I get how there's a lot of people out there coming from the liberty left or the more liberal left, if you will, who want to get McConnell out of office. And they feel like they're misguided, I'll tell you, but they feel like that they have to vote for Alison Lundgren Grimes to get Mitch McConnell out of office. And I think they're wrong about that. But we want to make sure that you all know about all the races on the ballot. Of course, I go and look at the Campaign for Liberty survey and surprise, surprise, neither McConnell nor Grimes, unfortunately neither did David Patterson, complete the Campaign for Liberty survey that they sent out. It would have been nice to see them actually talk about real issues like auditing the Fed or removing capital gains and sales taxes on gold and silver coinage or federal prohibition of selling, using, and carrying firearms or ending foreign aid or opposing debt increases. Or opposing big labor's card check bill, or opposing using military action without a declaration of war. See, those are kind of the bills, the kind of bills, and the kind of debate we would have liked to have seen between the candidates, but we weren't given that in the one fake, phony, pseudo debate. So we don't even know how they would have responded to the Campaign for Liberty survey because they didn't take it. Now, of course, if you go talk to Right to Life, Kentucky Right to Life, we know they are strongly a wing of the Republican Party and the neocon wing of the Republican Party. There's no other way around it. And we know they always love incumbents. So they make it very clear that everybody knows that Mitch McConnell is strongly endorsed by the National Right to Life PAC and the Kentucky Right to Life PAC, and they make sure that they let us know that he is, quote, a key supporter of every major pro-life initiative that comes before the U.S. Senate. And they want you to know that he is a stalwart opponent to, quote, the relentless efforts of an avidly pro-abortion president. We are very clear on what Alison Lillian Grimes is about. I don't think there's any real doubt about Alison Lillian Grimes. But again, see, here's the problem. Nobody wants to tell you about the other candidates. And I will say right up front that I'm not going to give you an endorsement here in this race. Not going to make an endorsement. Not going to give in and feel dirty and have to feel bad later on because I made a dirty endorsement just to say I endorsed a particular letter in front of a name. But at the same time, the establishment Republican Party hacks need to listen to the show. And we know they do listen to the show. We see the IP addresses. We know how they get in. And they need to understand that they're not going to be able to come back and bitch and nag and say that I endorsed somebody over their beloved neocon rhino incumbent Mitch McConnell because I'm not doing it. I'm not making an endorsement in the race. But I want you all to know as informed voters what your options are. And right now, there are six options of votes that will be counted in this race. There are the aforementioned incumbent Republican Mitch McConnell. There is Alison Lillian Grimes. And then there is the Libertarian on the ballot, David Patterson. I think it's ridiculous when you go and look at what people like the American Family Association say, and they have the nerve to say that, oh, McConnell's conservative. And then they come back and say that Lundgren, Grimes, and Patterson are equally liberal, which is simply not true. And when you go to their survey, and I'm not wanting to confuse the two. I don't want you to confuse Kentucky Right to Life with American Family Association, with the local Kentucky Family Association. I don't want you to confuse the three. But when you look at the American Family Association's voter guide, and you ask them what they're basing this on, how can they say that McConnell is quote-unquote conservative and that Grimes and Patterson are both equally quote-unquote liberal? Well, if you go to compare the candidates, they don't give you any proof. They give you these voting percentages and these special interest groups and how they feel about McConnell. And even they admit that he only got a 67% from Freedom Works. And even they admit that there's questions about who donated to whom and so on and so on. They have to admit that McConnell gave money to other candidates who get as low as 53% on Freedom Works, who get as low as 38% on Eagle Forum. Get as low as 43% from Heritage Action. But they don't give you any proof of why they're calling David Patterson a liberal. They don't give you any reason as to why their evaluation is to make him or call him a liberal. They list some good, very good reasons why you would use the modern liberal term to describe Alison Lillian Grimes, because she is pretty much out there. She's a leftist. She's a Clintonista. She's got Bill Clinton in town today for her, or at least down in Western Kentucky, stumping for her today. But I want people to know that you have three candidates on the ballot, and also important, some people would argue equally important, but also important, is I want you to know that three write-in candidates. I would ask you to do your research and find out about these candidates, because there are three write-in candidates running for U.S. Senate in Kentucky, which means they have officially filed. They paid the fee to be a write-in candidate, and if you write in their name or a close variation thereof, a vote for them will officially be counted. And they are Michael Maggard, Robert Edward Ransdell, and Shauna Sterling. And I'm not really going to spend another minute or two telling you what I know about these candidates. I've heard some things that are disturbing about Ransdell, and I've heard claims and websites claiming anti-Semitism about him. And I also know Michael Maggard is a friend of mine and a good constitutional conservative. So I want people to know Again, you have six different candidates where your vote will be counted in the U.S. Senate race. No endorsement here from the host. Now, we move on to the United States House. And folks, I'm not saying I won't change my mind on anything and make any endorsements later. That's the key. I'm just telling you, 2 weeks out from the election, sitting here looking at the Freedom Calendar on Tuesday, October 21st, no endorsement, U.S. Senate. Now, let's go look at the U.S. House. I think this is interesting as well. You have incumbent Ed Whitfield. My God, if you go back and look and see how long Ed Whitfield has been in the U.S. Congress, he's an incumbent Republican. He's chairman of the powerful House Subcommittee on Energy and Power. And I'm trying to pull up quickly while I chat with you guys on the internet about his history, but we know he's 71 years old. He's out there in the 1st District in Western Kentucky, Hopkinsville area. And he's been in office for 19 years. We're talking about 1st District, Hopkinsville, Paducah, Henderson, Fort Campbell. Kentucky's part of Fort Campbell. And people could say, well, what is his voting record like? Well, Kentucky Right to Life highly recommended him, but I thought it was interesting that even in their updated alert, they wouldn't endorse him. They would highly recommend him, but not endorse him. Excuse me there, I had to sneeze. Anyway, moving back to some truth, if you will, about Mr. Ed Whitfield, an incumbent, highly recommended but not endorsed by Kentucky Right to Life Association. We are also interested to see that the National American Family Association poll on him called him conservative. Maybe a good point to interject that they called him very conservative, which I think is ironic since they only called Thomas Massie conservative, which is kind of a farce. It just tells you that term doesn't mean anything, but that's neither here nor there. They call Ed Whitfield very conservative. Now, his opponent is a frequent candidate, an auctioneer and farmer, Democrat Charles Hatchett. And what I thought was interesting is when those for said Campaign for Liberty surveys went out, whether we're to believe them or not, Mr. Charles Hatchett actually agreed with the Kentucky Campaign for Liberty on 17 out of 20 issues. Now, again, you could say, well, he doesn't mean it, but why would he go out there, excuse me, and make very constitutional statements about how he felt with the Campaign for Liberty in mind? To give you an example, I will pull up here a few of the surveys, questions that they asked in this race, if I can pull it up here quickly. I apologize for the slow computer tonight. Remember, we are using Time Warner, which is pretty much worthless. But I will save you a lot of time and say, Kentucky U.S. House 1st District, no endorsement. Once again, this is where we have to remind the establishment neocon rhinos pissing in their depends, trying to kill off the party slowly. We are not endorsing anybody over your beloved neocon dinosaur, Ed Whitfield. We don't really give a damn what you think about us, but we're just telling you we're not endorsing him. But here's what I thought was very interesting. Charles Hatchett claimed that in his survey results that he agreed with us on auditing the Fed, on removing capital gains taxes on gold and silver, on ending foreign aid, on opposing debt limits, on shutting down the TSA, when opposing military action without a declaration of war. He allegedly agreed with us on all those issues. And guess what? Ed Whitfield did not take the survey. Just telling you what's out there, folks. It just needs to be said. Yes, it's true that Whitfield gets 100% scores with Right to Life. And he's an 83% with Family Research Council last year. But you know what? He's only a 59% with Club for Growth. And he was only a 47% with Freedom Works and Heritage Action. Just saying, U.S. House, 1st District, no endorsement. 2nd District, you have an incumbent, Brett Guthrie, running against a Democrat, Ron Leach. Ron Leach is a retired Army officer and an Iraqi-Afghani war veteran. We would have liked to have seen one of them actually fill out the survey, but neither one did. We wish Guthrie would vote for Liberty with us, but unfortunately, we don't see Guthrie voting a lot with us on Liberty issues. We wish he would. Maybe I can pull up what the New American surveys have to say, because it's really interesting when you go and look at the numbers on these candidates and the way they truly vote. Don't know a lot about Mr. Ron Leach. Again, he refused to take the surveys, but we know with Brett Guthrie that he only agreed with Freedom Works 63% of the time, only agreed with Heritage Action 63% of the time, only agreed with Americans for Prosperity 75% of the time. Wonder if we can dig up anything quickly about his opponent, Ron Leach, who I've heard very little bit about. I'm kind of surprised that there was not a third party or independent or libertarian candidate in this race, but that's neither here nor there. Got a lot of good friends in the 2nd District, takes in a lot of the central part of the state. Trying to see if we can find anything on the bio or the positions of Ron Leach, but he refused to take the Project Vote Smart survey as well. Don't know a lot about him. No, he has no political experience. Know that he was in the U.S. Army. Like I said, we would love to see Guthrie get wisened up. We know our friends at Take Back Kentucky have tried to wise him up. U.S. House District, 2nd District, no endorsement. Now we are moving forward to U.S. House District 3. This is the U.S. House District here that takes in Louisville. This is a race that has three candidates on the ballot. The god-awful incumbent, John Yarmuth, Democrat, Republican Dr. Michael McFarland, and Independent Gregory Peter Pacetti. Again, would have been nice if any one of the three would have taken the Campaign for Liberty survey. They did not. I mean, it's funny that Kentucky Right to Life doesn't even bother mentioning independents and libertarians. They just leave them off altogether. They don't even talk about them, but they do recommend Michael McFarland. They don't highly recommend him or endorse him, but they recommend him. They tell the truth about John Yarmuth, which is he has a strong pro-abortion voting record. He's a former board member of Planned Parenthood in Louisville and has a 0% pro-life voting record. And we try to learn a little bit more about the other opponent, Gregory Peter Pacetti. But like I said, unfortunately, he did not take the Campaign for Liberty survey. We're going to find out quickly if he took any surveys from Project Vote Smart. But Michael McFarland is saying the right things as far as running for Congress on the Republican ticket. We would have loved to hear a little bit more from the independent. We tried and tried, but again, he also refused to take the Project Vote Smart survey or the Campaign for Liberty survey, so hard to find out a lot about him. He has no record, haven't seen him out in public, haven't even seen him showing up at any of the nonpartisan events. We know he also was in the military and is a teacher, has been an employee of the Chicago Board of Trade, and has no political experience. But this is one of those races where, for better or worse, we really, really need to get together. And I think it may be a little too late, because this guy wasn't allowed to campaign, maybe like he should have been able to back in the spring. God knows the truth about it was that McConnell, from what I heard, prevented a lot of McFarland campaigning. because that was going to get more voter turnout. And we didn't want more voter turnout, McConnell said, because he was afraid that would cause him to lose his primary. But all that being said, it's November we're talking about. And U.S. House District 3 here in Louisville, endorsement goes to Dr. Michael McFarland, Republican. Now, the next one's going to be really quick because one of our best friends in the Congress is Thomas Massey in the 4th District, taking in most of Northern Kentucky. Thomas Massey is about as good as it gets. Believe it or not, he has a Democrat opponent in Peter Newberry, a man about whom I know very, very little. But that's okay, because it doesn't matter. Guess what? Thomas Massey agreed with a Campaign for Liberty survey on 20 out of 20 items. 20 out of 20 items. I'll say it again. Thomas Massey was endorsed by Kentucky Right to Life. Thomas Massey has a very, very strong constitutional voting record. Kentucky U.S. House, 4th District, endorsement, Thomas Massey. Now that takes us up to quickly rounding up the U.S. House races here, 5th and 6th District. It would have been really, really good if either incumbent Hal Rogers or Andy Barr would decide to be more constitutional. That would be really nice. We know neither one of them would take the Campaign for Liberty survey. In all due respect, Campaign for Liberty sent those surveys out way, way back when. They didn't get them filled out. But in fairness, Harold Rogers and Andy Barr did both get endorsed by Kentucky Right to Life. Don't really like a lot of what they've done because they have not stood for constitutional government or smaller government or less government. We know how Rogers is on the opposite end of the Republican Party from a Ron Paul or a Thomas Massey, who we just talked about. We know that. Andy Barr, we hope he'll wise up. What can we say? We hope that he'll get smart and start voting the right way. Just the facts, folks. Now, they're going to have Democrat opponents. I don't think they have much of a chance. Because Hal Rogers' opponent is a frequent candidate, Kenneth Stepp, but he did claim to agree with Campaign for Liberty on 15 issues out of 20 for Kentucky Campaign for Liberty. Andy Barr, he was also opposed by Democrat Elizabeth Jensen, who's CEO of a nonprofit group. I don't see Barr and Rogers having any problems getting reelected. I think we need to be honest about what's going on here and about the way that they vote. And I would just say quickly, even the American Family Association has to admit that they're not voting the most constitutional that they can vote. And what I mean by that? Well, if you pull up their surveys and you look at how they reviewed people, they have to admit that in the 5th District, Hal Rogers only got a 62% from Club for Growth, only got a 65% from Family Research Council, only got a 38% from Freedom Works. Not very impressive. How about Andy Barr? Did Andy Barr do any better? Not really. He only got a 67% from Americans for Prosperity, 65% from Heritage Action, around 50% by Eagle Forum and Freedom Works. We really hope, since they're not going to have much of true opposition, that both Barr and Rogers will smarten up. There's time for Barr. It might be too late for Rogers. So we're at the bottom of the hour. It's time for a bottom of the hour break, and then we will rush through some state races, recapping as far as U.S. races go. We want everybody to know about all the candidates out there. Many people won't know that there's a Libertarian on the ballot for U.S. Senate until they see his name. And unless you ask, you won't know there are three write-in candidates, and many of you will know nothing about a Republican or an Independent running for U.S. House in Jefferson County. But we did make our endorsements tonight of Dr. Michael McFarland for Congress in the House District U.S. 3 and Thomas Massey for U.S. 4. We'll get to quick state races after the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to the TNT Radio Show on the My View Matters Radio Network.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email MyViewMatters at AOL.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And we thank you for hanging on to the bottom of the hour break on our fast-moving part one of the election preview show. Again, talking about state and federal races tonight. Next week, we will finish up and then get into maybe an extended show because we are going to have to talk about and county and judicial races. So that may be going on next week. But moving quickly, we look at Kentucky Senate. We know that in the Kentucky Senate, that half of the 38 state Senate seats are on the ballot. But unfortunately, only half of those, or even less than half of those, 19 of 38 are on the ballot. Only 9 have drawn both a Democrat and a Republican. Only 9 out of 19 have both a Democrat and a Republican running. So this will be fairly quick to go through the state Senate races and hopefully won't overflow on these state House races. But 2nd District State Senate, this one bothers me a little bit. This is where the only independent Bob Leeper is retiring. You have a Republican, Danny Carroll, and a Democrat, Jeff Parker. Now, again, I'm sorry, but Kentucky Campaign for Liberty is pretty important to me the way they rate things. Neither Carroll nor Parker took the Campaign for Liberty survey. If you look at Kentucky Right to Life, they neither endorsed nor recommended Carroll or Parker, just said they both gave pro-life responses. While the American Family Association claims that Carroll is, quote-unquote, somewhat conservative and that Parker is somewhat liberal. Because, guess what? Neither one of them have a record to go on. I guess they're basing it on panel, evaluations on certain issues that we knew nothing about. But I will tell you the truth about this, which is that you have a race here with a Democrat that is against Common Core, does not agree with global warming, and is against the state smoking ban. But you have a Republican who is for Common Care and decided on global warming and agrees with the state smoking ban. So I will quickly tell you, we are not making an endorsement in the 2nd District. It's very close to going the other way, but we're not making an endorsement there. State Senate 6th District. You have incumbent Republican C.B. Embry and Democrat opponent William Cox. Now, William Cox got an A from the NRA, but C.B. Embry is a good guy. He's agreed with us and worked with us a lot to take back Kentucky. And he agreed with Campaign for Liberty on several issues. C.B. Embry is one of the good guys up there, and we do think that we need to keep him in there. Endorsement, State Senate 6th District, C.B. Embry. That moves us past the 8th and 10th District, where there are no opponents, into the 12th District. State Senate 12th District is incumbent Alice Forgy Kerr against opponent Democrat Lathy Warnick Ryan. I know absolutely nothing about this opponent, but I will tell you that we know that Alice Forgy Kerr is one of the good guys, or gals, if you will. We know that if you look at the Kentucky Senate race, that she was endorsed by Kentucky Right to Life. And we know that if you look at the FA's endorsements, or I'm sorry, surveys, that she's very conservative in those things as well. She was endorsed by some other conservative groups. I will just say quickly, without much fanfare, also endorsed by some more constitutional groups, we are all in favor of Alice Forgy Kerr. Now, moving on to State Senate District 18. I thought this is another interesting one. State Senate District 18 has Democrat incumbent Robin Webb, who has a pro-life voting record, against Republican challenger Tony Downey. And I can tell you that Robin Webb also agreed with Campaign Liberty for several issues. And there are very few Democrat state senators out there that are doing the right thing. I think it's interesting that Kentucky Right to Life has to admit that she has a pro-life voting record. If we look her up over in the American Family Association, don't got a lot to go on there, except for they have to tell the truth about different issues that she has a liberal average on a lot of those donations that she's tied to, the groups with whom she's associated herself. We're making no endorsement there. Moving forward, we look at Kentucky Senate District 24, which is an open district with Republican Will Schroeder against Democrat Jason Michael Steffen. Again, this is a race, an open seat. We know that both Right to Life and the local Kentucky Family Association have endorsed Schroeder. We know very little about his opponent, except his opponent did agree with Campaign Liberty on several issues. But we do think this is one that we need to really stand firm with, and we need to hold on to the seat if we as the Republican Party, if that's what you want to call that, we want to tell you that here on this show, we will endorse Will Schroeder in the 24th State Senate District over his opponent in the open race. Again, State Senate District 24, endorsement Will Schroeder. Now that moves us on to the 28th District. The 28th district, you have Democrat incumbent R.J. Palmer against Republican challenger Ralph Alvarado. This is one of those races that we really, really want to see go the other way. Ralph Alvarado agreed with Kentucky Campaign for Liberty on all seven of seven issues, got the Right to Life endorsement, got the right numbers when you look at the other conservative groups. R.J. Palmer has a pro-life voting record, but we want to go the other way. We are endorsing Ralph Alvarado, Kentucky State Senate District 28. Again, remembering all these endorsements are only by yours truly. Tell the truth. They do not represent any political party, any political action group. They don't represent the network. They don't represent My View Matters. They don't represent any group, any educational group, any union group, any conservative or liberal or libertarian group. They represent my views only, because my view matters. Now, 34th Senate District, we have a Republican incumbent, Jared Carpenter, running against Democrat Michael Cope. We know very little about the Democrat opponent. We know that Jared Carpenter has some good votes. We know he's been working with us on some stuff, and we would endorse him. Finally, in the state Senate, 36th District, Julie Rocky Adams against Democrat Sadiq Malik. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. We do not agree with some of the stuff that Julie Rocky Adams has come out for. We know how she feels about being in favor of statewide smoking bans, but we think that she's going to be good overall for the seat that Julie Denton is leaving to go and get into Metro Council race. She wants to go be in more government over there. So we will endorse Julie Rocky Adams in the state Senate. Giving you those endorsements there in the state Senate. C.B. Embry, Alice Forgy Kerr, Will Schroeder, Ralph Alvarado, Jared Carpenter, and Julie Rocky Adams. Three incumbents and three non-incumbents in the bill that we're endorsing. Moving quickly to the state house because we're running out of time. We'll hit the high notes here. We'll hit the high notes. We know out in the second district, incumbent Richard Heath is a Republican. We believe that you should vote for him over Jesse Wright. Third district gets very interesting because it's incumbent Gerald Watkins, who has a pro-life voting record, agrees with Campaign for Liberty on many things, and also says that he would sponsor bills opposing real ID and opposing police drones. He agreed with Campaign for Liberty on all things in 2012. But he's got a Republican opponent in Randy Bridges, who's endorsed by Kentucky Right to Life. No endorsement in this race. Moving on down, we see that we have the 4th District. 4th District is incumbent Lynn Belcher, Republican, against Democrat challenger Jared Jackson. Again, it's close because Belcher has a fairly conservative working voting record with Kentucky Right to Life. Jared Jackson, don't know a lot about. We're going to endorse the incumbent, Lynn Belcher, based on previous record. Going on down the record here, we'll hit some high notes. We like Susan Miles, Republican incumbent in the 7th District. 10th District is a really good friend of the show, Alan Claypool. Got the Take Back Kentucky endorsement, running against Dean Shamor in the 10th State House race. Alan Claymore is 7 of 7 on issues with Campaign for Liberty. Love Alan Claypool. Definitely want people to get out there and vote for him in that 10th District for the U.S., or excuse me, the State House. 11th District is where you have incumbent David Watkins, Democrat, and Republican Paul DeSpain. Republican Paul DeSpain would be an upgrade and be good for this seat. We endorsed Paul DeSpain in the 11th district. 12th district would be really good to get rid of Jim Gooch, longtime crusty incumbent Jim Gooch, and Republican Diane Burns Mackey, who is Right to Life endorsed and trying to get in there against Jim Gooch. Moving quickly, we look out there and we see some races that are important. We know in the 13th district, one that CN2 says is in their top 10 races to watch. You have Democrat James Glenn Jr., an incumbent. But Alan Braden is a Republican challenger who we believe he should vote for in the 13th. So I think this is really fun because you have Democrat Martha Jean King and you have no Republican. But she drew an opponent in independent Jason Petrie, who has pro-life responses. And we think it'd be really good if you vote for Jason Petrie in the 16th district, where there's just a Democrat and incumbent. So it'd be good to go in the direction of the independent there. I think it's sad that some of these neocon groups don't even look at the independents, and it's outright fraudulent in a way because they don't review them. So you don't know how they believe on stuff. They won't oppose them or favor them. Neither here nor there. 19th district, we do think we need to hold on to Republican Michael Meredith, who's running for re-election in the State House District 19th. Got a really good friend of the show, Janine Hampton, running down the 20th district. She's got a big uphill battle against Jody Richards. Everybody knows Jody Richards well. Talk about cronyism, well deep and entrenched there. Janine Hampton has Right to Life's endorsement and Take Back Kentucky. Moving quickly down to the 25th district, down in Hardin County in E-Town, Jimmy Lee is the Democrat incumbent. We think people should get behind Jim DuPlessis. Am I saying that right? I don't know. But Jim DuPlessis, if that's how you say his name, is the Republican who was endorsed by Take Back Kentucky and Right to Life and voted with Campaign for Liberty on 507 survey issues. Got our good friend Russell Weber in the 26th district, an open seat. Also has Take Back Kentucky endorsement, Campaign for Liberty, Right to Life. We want you to vote for Russell Weber. 29th district could be some of the ugliest campaign ads I've seen. Kevin Bratcher, my state senator, in a big fight against Democrat crony Dave Stengel. And they've even gone as far as putting out ads trying to accuse Kevin Bratcher of being responsible for the heroin problem in Louisville and Kentucky. Give me a break. They're really desperate. The 29th district, I really, really think we've got to hold on to Kevin Bratcher. I don't want Dave Stengel to be my state senator. 32nd district, another good one. I used to live there. Phil Moffitt is our good friend of the show. Endorsed by Take Back Kentucky, I was proud to nominate him in that race. Got to get Phil Moffitt into the state house. Other races that are uphill races, but Mary Lou Marzian in the 34th of Louisville has a Republican opponent. Michael McNair needs help. 35th district, Jim Wayne is running against Carl Nett. Definitely think Carl Nett would be a big improvement. 40th district, Dennis Horlander has been in there too long, but there's a big uphill battle for Republican, liberty-oriented Republican Ron Sider running against him. Another old crony dinosaur in the 43rd, Darrell Owens has been there forever. Our friend Corley Everett would be a good upgrade over Darrell Owens in the 43rd. Same thing can be said in the 46th for David Rainey, Republican who is trying to face down Larry Clark. David Rainey would be a great improvement. 49th district is an open seat with Mike Nemus and Linda Belcher. Mike Nemus would be a great improvement. Quickly moving to the bottom of the ballot as we're getting out of time here. We see some races like in Lexington. The non-resident Ruth Ann Palumbo, an incumbent Democrat, needs to be defeated by the Republican Richard Mars, who has libertarian liberty tendencies. We'd love to see him get stronger on the liberty and take out Ruth Ann Palumbo in the political race. In the district where my friends say she doesn't even live, but her house is there, so you know how that works for a lot of candidates. Same thing, staying in the Lexington area, Ken Kearns, Republican challenger, trying to take an uphill battle on against Susan Westrum. Be nice to see Ken Kearns get in there. And finally, in the 81st district, we look out there and we see C. Wesley Morgan, both with Right to Life and Take Back Kentucky endorsements, going against the Democrat incumbent Rita Smart. Overall, we've talked about the fact that there are not very many contested races, if you will, in the U.S. Senate and U.S. or State House, if you will. State Senate, only half of the 38 seats are on the ballot, so 19 of the 38 seats are on the ballot this year. Only 9 of them have opponents. State House, it gets worse because all 100 State House seats are on the ballot, but quickly I count 18, 21, 24, 25, 28, 31, 33 districts, exactly one-third of them, do not have an opponent in the State House races. This is unacceptable. But I ask you to get out there and do your research. Look and see what these people said to folks like the Family Foundation, what they said to Campaign for Liberty, what they said to Project Vote Smart, League of Women Voters, and Ballotpedia and Courier Journal. It's nice to know where they come down on all these issues. State House and State Senate and U.S. House and U.S. Senate races were our focus tonight. We are really excited about next week. It could be wide open because we're going to be talking about local races, county races, and judicial races. You've been listening to the part one of the 2014 general election preview show here on the TNT radio show, Thursday Night Truth, on the My View Matters radio network. We ask you to listen to all the shows on this network. Shows run here Sunday through Thursday night. Sunday night, our good friend Ken Moman, Liberty Unbridled, and of course, Ed Springston, who runs the network, and Ed Martin during the week. And we're back here on Tuesday nights. Unless you know something we don't, we'll be back here next Tuesday with part two of the election preview show. We thank you for listening. We ask you to do your own homework. Don't take what people give you for granted. Go research it yourself. Be an informed voter. I don't want high voter turnout. I want high, intelligent voter turnout. We thank you and good night.
Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.